We have finished up the pleasantries of the intro on the No Breaks with Jamie Yardom. I don't know if you knew this, Crass, or if you were aware. I'm sure you, because you're such a fastidious studier of this program. I used to do like the intro screen, and there was like music, and then I would come on like a single shot. I would say some things. Guess what? We just came up two box, and here you are, and you're there. And I'm just like, enough with the pleasantries, you know? Here we are. Slam bam.
So does that mean lazy?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Erldenheimer, good to
Thanks.
see you.
I think it
You want to know
means
what I did last Friday?
tell me.
I sat in front of a mirror and talked to myself with a headset and a silly little microphone because I had withdrawals. This is BS. You either fly me to Espanol or wherever you went, or you do the damn show.
I did the show just from a technology standpoint. I couldn't effort it. I had a lot going on in Espanol.
Good trip.
It was a good trip. It was a lot. I went, as I like to say, hard in the paint, and reaping the rewards of that this week a little bit. But it was cool. I've said this before on the show this week. Like I'm intimidated in an environment that I like don't know the language. I don't want to act like a jerk who doesn't know the language and just like assume you have to like bend to my idiot brain that doesn't know Spanish. So I kind of just kept to myself more so than I would other places, or I like drafted off of people that do know the language. But nevertheless, the NFL goes to yet another country, and I'm sure they'll. Oh, we it was like the most watched international game on NFL Network. Like it's like it does monster numbers. Wasn't that good of a game? It still does monster numbers.
It's amazing though. So is that something that, forgive me, I'll keep tabs on it to a degree, but is that something that the NFL is going to eventually put expansion teams overseas? Because it sounds like they've got the draw.
I don't think the teams are where it's at. The only thing that the commish has said on repeat is one game a week for 18 weeks straight. So everybody will travel once a year to various
Okay.
places. So I've heard the rumblings of the expansion like singular team. You know, it's just the reality is of just the operations is like super challenging. And then all of a sudden it's like,
Sure.
should you have a European division? Like it just, but I what I think is more realistic is 18 or, you know, 18 international games a year, which they did seven
Okay.
this year.
And to be honest, it probably makes the most sense. I'm just thinking from the player's perspective, too, to be able to get a house or rent a house, learning the culture. Most of these guys have families, or if they don't, they're in the prime of their youth to be introduced to a potential soulmate. But if you kind of put it to pen to paper on that one, that actually might be kind of tough. It is fun to see the fans that are over there because you don't associate the Europe, I guess Europeans in general with the NFL, being NFL fans,
No,
but
but
there's
I'll
a lot
say
of them.
this, the more I've like the more removed I get from it from the trip, the one observation I did make was and you'd be able to speak to this just like in Germany and Ireland, which are two of the now four countries I've done NFL games in, but Germany and Ireland in particular are just like they were falling over themselves for an NFL game. Like just physical sport fans, I guess. Like that's probably, you know, just of football, of the NFL. Like in Germany, they love hockey. Like they love the NFL. They were like clamoring for it. In Spain, I'm gonna put this in a politically correct way. It was a little bit more like we have Real Madrid. We've got like Barcelona. We've got like great soccer.
We Gucci.
We
We're
Gucci,
good.
like show us what you
Germany, they
have,
love hockey.
and we'll like assess whether or not we're gonna like it. It was a little, you know, in which I kind of respected, like the Real Madrid, like the
Sure.
trophy room, Cristiano Ronaldo, like all that jazz. So it was, I think it was, and also like the NFL as a brand, kind of meeting its peer in Real Madrid, like using the facilities, meeting with the executives. Like I think there was real equals of like business acumen, just like in international brands of sport. Just my observation.
How much money is that into the sports jar? Because we got to be filling this thing up.
Like
I know, right out of the gate,
at least five
I ask a
euro.
question.
What you
I'll
got today?
let you.
I think I saw what you got
Oh,
today. I'm cheating
you
today.
did?
I think so.
I don't think you did. I feel like I was pretty secretive about this one.
Do you have
It's a
just
new
a
one,
little?
and I'm a little
You
nervous.
got it too hearted,
What's
don't you?
that?
You got a little too hearted. Show
No,
me what you got.
I will never repeat.
Show me what
I
you're
will
working
never
with.
repeat beers. All right, so this is Lagunitas, the Beast of Both Worlds. It's a bi-coastal IPA. I have never seen this before. Here's the kicker.
Okay. Good
Eesh.
luck with
I
that
don't know.
one.
It says it drinks. It drinks like an East Coast, but looks like a West Coast.
So that makes you perfectly in the middle in Western Michigan. Oh,
There is a
that
they do
was an
make
aggressive.
Midwest.
Right.
Lagunitas, they're known for their aggressive cans. I don't know. I just had a mint, so I kind of want to wait. I don't even know why I had a
I
mint, like we were going to
am
meet in person, but it makes me feel better.
like this was a like a sixth of the date or something. I am repeating, and I am at the opposite end of the 8% spectrum. I have a 0.5% because we're going out to dinner tonight.
Oh,
We're doing a bit of
all
a
right.
we're doing a bit of a drive to a dinner, and I
Okay.
think I'm gonna make the trade. I can't decide. Should I drive there and he drives us home, or should I do the flip-flop?
You guys taking the date car?
We're not taking the day car because we are going to a neighborhood that we used to live in California, hanging out with another family that has three girls, just about a year shifted up from all of ours.
Oh,
So
so it's a family date.
all the kids are coming. We got two babysitters.
Got it.
We're dropping the kids, then we're going to dinner.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, these people are with it.
That's
Like
amazing.
they have the three kid
Yeah.
thing down pat. And they're like
Yeah.
the first people we actually met in California when we moved here. And our girls were like in a little camp together. And they're like, we met these friends. Like, they have three girls. I'm like, and there it is. So and these are pretty good. Best Day Brewing if you were into the NA West Coast side. Plus, I skipped
Just
NA
get out of
Thursday
here.
by myself yesterday. It's 0.5%.
All right, so I too have to be careful. I didn't tell you this. I got so tonight I'm going to be the color commentator for the Grand Rapids Griffins. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Just slinging, pumping the show up a little bit.
Let's
I did it one
go.
time last year, and it was a lot of fun. So Bob Kacer is the play-by-play guy. So he does the radio, but they in turn push it off to AHL Live, which is a pretty good broadcast.
Okay.
But I think actually in Grand Rapids, I think Fox or one of the local channels will actually air whatever that is. So he texted me
Yes.
the other day. He's like, "Hey, I need somebody." I was like, "I got you,
Okay,
Bob."
I need the details. So you did it. Well, I remember
So
this
I
summer
don't
you told us
know.
you did it once last year. Now you're getting. So who does it
Yep.
regularly?
So he's got a rotation of two, maybe three guys. It sounds like the two that he does have are they're a little bit older than I am. So
Okay.
we had a great time last year. So he told me, he's like, "Hey, you just offer a different perspective."
Yeah.
I'm only 5 years out of playing, so I think I still have enough of the memory of what it was like. And it's so funny talking to some of my friends here that are avid hockey fans. I'll just talk about stuff that I don't think is a big deal. The stuff that similar to you with your with the show, it's like, well, it's not a big deal, but that's the inside stuff that people want to hear.
Right.
So when I hear that, it's like, okay, that gives me a plethora of stuff that, hey, I bet you didn't know this. I bet
Yeah,
you didn't
yeah,
know
yeah.
that. Just little tidbits. I guess they're having a great year. They're 11-0-0-1, which I
Well,
think
hell
means they
yeah.
lost in a shootout.
You're gonna have to figure that out before I get
So
on
it
the
should
air.
be a good game. Two beer. Yeah, no kidding. I did get the media notes, which is 47 pages for just the Griffins and 39 for the Charlotte
Media notes
Checkers.
go so hard. Shout out to the people
Oh
that put
my
together the media notes.
gosh. It's
In the
crazy.
college world, they're called SIDs, sports information directors, which I'm sure like when you played at Michigan, you had like a dedicated one. And these people like, is it good?
Very good.
These people know everything about you beyond, and SIDs are like God's gift to reporters and broadcasters in general. Then in the pro space, they're just sort of like PR people. So, and they just refresh these notes like on the regular, but it's crazy how in depth they go for an AHL team.
Yeah. So last year when I did it, I asked him, I was like, is there anything I'm supposed to be studying? He was kind of like, no, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I was super nervous,
Yeah.
super, super nervous. But he was right. As long as you're just staying tuned with the play, it was a lot of fun. So yeah, I think just be loose and have fun with it. But it's a good opportunity. One of my buddies, he's bringing his son. I asked Fran, I was like, hey, do you want to bring the kids? Because you can have tickets. She's like, me sitting at an AHL hockey game with three kids that are less than interested is not ideal for
And
me on a
you're not
Friday night.
playing? No, thank
So, yeah, and that's not even like I could hang out with them. So,
you. That's the funny part
either
about
way,
like
should be
bringing
fun.
somebody to your TV job is like they can't hear your work whatsoever. Like you got your headset on. Like wouldn't she probably rather be at home and like listening, have the broadcast on and like listen to like
Well, she'd rather do none of that, none of the above. You know her well enough to know that's not true. Don't give
She
me
supports you
that.
wholeheartedly no matter what you're
She
doing.
does.
She does.
Absolutely. But
Well, that's very
she
exciting.
did
I'm happy
10
for
good
us.
years. I know, right? I wonder if I'll get in trouble to say this intermission is brought to you by No Breaks with Daniel.
Hey, give it a try. Clip it off and send it to our advertising department.
Oh, he's going to be like, shut up. You
Is
can't do that crap. The
it
hardest part with that colored stuff is the timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got
Is
to
it
understand the
TV
other guy's
or radio?
cadence.
What is
So it's a radio base. So technically, we're the radio broadcast, but they use the audio for the
on the
TV,
feed? Oh,
if that
okay.
makes any sense.
Totally,
And yeah,
totally,
the
totally.
TV feed. So it'll have the visual feed, but they're working. The AHL is doing a decent job of trying to get something going. They're supposed to do like a, you know how TBS does the player panel? ESPN does a poor job of it. But Don't apologize
I
if you get in
won't
trouble for any of
because
that, but it's my personal
in
opinion.
about 13 months, those people are gonna own NFL Network, I think, over there at Disney ESPN. So I'm not. You get to have that opinion, and I'm just gonna giggle when you say it. Go
This is
right
my
ahead.
personal opinion.
Go right ahead.
But so TBS does a phenomenal job of the ex players with Bissonnette and Gretzky.
Yeah.
And I think the AHL is trying to get that going because he was asking me last year, he's like, hey, we're gonna have six games. If you would be able to, we'd love to have you on that kind of thing. So then I'm immediately like, I gotta start watching hockey again.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm excited.
I'm
It's always
excited for
fun to
you.
do.
Here's you said the cadence thing was
Huge.
hard. This is 50 bucks in the sports store at this point. Here's what you said though about the cadence thing is difficult. And I forget this about hockey, and frankly, I was out of my mind down on the rink side trying to just keep my own job. I when you're up there, it's the play-by-play guy does a ton of work about in action. And in my mind, the color guy steps in when a play stops, right? You got to cram your thoughts into play stoppage, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of timing too. I think it's a benefit, obviously, that I played. So I understand the highlights, especially if there's an odd man rush or there's obviously a
Nice.
breakaway or something like that.
Yeah.
Knowing when to just shut up and let him do his thing. I did it one time when I think I had a concussion or I was hurt or something happened when I was in the AHL. I was playing in Portland, which was Phoenix's affiliate. And there was a radio guy and he would do every show by himself. So I asked him, I was like, hey, I'm not playing, but I have to be here. Can I just do the show with you? And he's like, absolutely. He got so mad at me because we scored, like our team scored, and I'm like, goal. And he just looked over. He's
Well,
like,
yeah, you don't do
he
that.
literally was like, shut the F up, dude. This is my thing. This is my. And then afterwards, he was like, hey, man, I'm
Amazing.
sorry. But just a heads up,
Yeah,
like, this
don't
is
do
our
that.
wheelhouse. And I had no idea. I had
Yeah,
no idea. It's like their
yeah.
call sign.
It's yeah, I mean, it's their Instagrammable moment. It's their like if that guy, whatever game that was, goes on to be Wayne Gretzky and freaking NHL is doing a documentary on this kid 100 years later, that might be a call that they use and that guy's like, you just stepped
Yeah.
on my toes. You know, like they protect they being at literally any play-by-play basketball, football, hockey, what have you. They protect their calls of point scoring. And if you ever notice, if you ever watch football, I don't know if it's the same in hockey, but like if even if there's a flag on the play, the guys will finish the call, especially if it's like an epic play, as if there was no penalty. Because like, what if the flag gets picked up? If you say like
Oh,
flag on the
interesting.
play as a guy's going for like an 88-yard touchdown, but then it ends
Yeah.
up getting picked up, then you just ruined your own call. So they will, if you listen closely, I've noticed that they will not mention flag on the play until it is like it might be on the screen, but until finish this insane play-by-play call, beat, and then say flag on the play. Like they give it a break. They give it like a clean edit point.
All right, so that's the little once you it's one of those things once you see it you can't not see it. So that's the
Yeah.
only thing I'm gonna notice. I'm like, there's a flag, why doesn't nobody say anything?
Exactly. Until I mean on a
All
regular play, it
right,
doesn't matter. Go.
I did figure out, and no thanks to you, I did figure out how to bring the chat up
Oh.
as this whole thing is going on.
See, I
Are
told
you
you.
reading? Do you read this while you do it? I've actually never asked you, but I got this dude, beer drinking hockey guy, still has a memory.
Oh,
LOL.
see,
All right, Brian Simmons.
I only get, I think I get filtered because I'm like doing this through a software. I'm not doing it like straight on YouTube, which is why I couldn't
Oh.
have you on last week. Like last week, I did it straight from YouTube.
Excuses.
So no, I do get some, but I don't get them all because I have not seen that comment, and maybe because it's an insult to my co-host, so it got filtered out or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
This,
Brian, the
yeah.
beer helps the beer drinking hockey player, former hockey
Yeah,
player.
exactly.
It helps me
Okay,
cope.
so I sent you a text about what I was gonna, what some things I wanted to run by you today. Did you see that text?
Very vague, by the way.
Super vague, but I feel like you're always texting me about what the plan is. And today you sent no text, but you had a lot going on, you said. Is that what you meant by you had a lot going on preparing for this?
I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on.
Okay.
Not for the hockey thing, just a lot going on. We can move past it.
Okay.
It's like family. Well, it's family stuff. We never talk about family stuff. This
Okay.
turned into a sports cast on Fridays.
All right.
We can talk
Do you
about
want to talk about family stuff? Because I was ready to pull up my list, but I this
it.
is
Let's.
how this is a production meeting in live form. You tell me, do you want to talk about family stuff in code?
No, it's
Okay.
fine. No, we can talk about it. We just went through a little bout last night. It's just, I don't know what it is. You expect your kids to be perfect little angels all the time,
Yeah.
and they're not.
Yeah.
And it's funny how much you actually learn along the way because we had an event, and this I will not get into detail with,
Okay.
but our middle, who is our challenge,
Yep.
she's the one person that you would want to buy a castle or build a castle for, but then the next day you would want to break that castle down just out of spite. She did something that we were Holly called me, she was or Fran called me,
All
she
right.
was like, listen to this. And it was one of those situations like, oh crap, we got to get ahead of this. So it came to a head yesterday, and I had to get into dad mode. And I just kind of like that because I was feeling pretty good. Like walked in and they know when they messed up too. Like I walked in the house and they were doing the dishes, which is a new thing.
Oh, nice.
Excuse me. And he, and I just kind of walked in and just stared at him. And I'm like, I wonder how they're going to react. Cause that was always the thing when I was growing up, my dad worked like 90 hours a week. And my mom, if we messed up, my mom would always be like, I'm good. Wait till your dad gets home. So I told Fran to say that to him, like, just let's try this. I was like, wait till dad gets home. So I don't know if she did or didn't, but I walked in and both girls went like, and they're like, what's wrong? And then our middle just starts bawling. Like she knew the guilt just ate her alive.
Yeah, the guilt complex. It's actually more concerning if that's not there.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, I didn't yell. I was just very honest with you. I'm like, here's the situation and I need you to understand this. And I think the severity of it really registered, but it made me think all day. It's like, oh my gosh, like the stuff, everything is new. Mm-hmm. Everything is new. I stopped reading the kid parenting book or parenting your kids book at the age of two.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever happens past that, we'll figure it out. But
well, I observe of you guys, because your girls are older than mine, is that like the stakes get higher the older they get, because I think more people get involved, like socially. You know, I think when my kids act up at the ages of 6 and 4 and a half right now, it's like that's still family stuff. It's still like, hey, you know, don't hang your head out the car window. Like it's happening in our car, but it's like if they're going to middle school, they're like with friends, they're like doing impactful things that, you know, I remember when I was that age, that the formative like female age of just like the way you're moving in the world, like is a direct impact on you. And like people remember these things that you do, how you act, how you treat people. And it's just like, how do you teach them that?
Yeah. And then the other part of it too, is they brought up something. We were with family last weekend and they brought up something that was clearly intended for like talk between Holly and I, and we never had talked to them about this certain situation. And they brought it up in front of friends and we're like, whoa, you two are always listening.
Wow.
Always, always listening. Yeah. But it wasn't anything horrible, but it was just like, it was a private conversation and they just brought it up. Both girls were kind of like, hey guys, just a heads up, the stuff that we say inside this house stays inside this house.
Yeah.
This unit, it was like a cool, I was looking over at Holly or Fran and I was just waiting for her to just be like, oh yeah.
You know,
it didn't happen to be clear, but in my mind, I was like, that was the end result.
Nice. I told the story, I think you weren't on the show, but it reminded me of what you guys did. Something you guys told us something years ago that you did when your girls were more closer to my girl's age, which is you like went to someone's house purely with the intention of like leaving that person's house because of the behavior of the children. Do you remember telling us this story? So like it was when you guys visited Minnesota. So this is almost 5 years ago. And
I'm pretty sure I was drunk the entire time because of Wilson. Not my own intention, but
no, he's such a bad influence on you. And you were saying like, one of my kids, like they're just giving us such a hard time, to the point where before we came on this trip, we actually made dinner plans with some friends of ours purely because we knew she was going to act up, purely with the intention of being like, we're leaving, even though that was the plan the whole time, just because they have to understand the ramifications of their behavior. And I was like, that's brilliant. I'm going to borrow that. I haven't done it yet, but like, we're for sure. We reference that all the time.
I'm not saying we're super parents or the best parents in the world, but Fran and I are pretty damn close. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be top 5% for sure.
Your kids are phenomenal kids. They're so, you know what I like about your kids? No, they talk. Like kids these days, they like are fearful. Like they won't look people in the eye. The handshake thing is weird. Like they actually hold conversation with adults. And I just have always appreciated that about you guys. I don't know how you did it. I need to know. But like
compliment Friday with Jamie and Chris. Well, okay. This is amazing.
This is like so. Chris is
what's your list?
Best friends. Okay.
Hey, by the way, I did listen to yesterday's episode. Got a lot of singing going on.
Did I?
It's like a little old Jamie karaoke. I don't know. It's just like I don't even care. I don't even care anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you're
like singing your transitions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The times when I'm by myself, it's getting a little loosier than it needs to be, and that's why I was saying in that video yesterday, like I need to get some guests on that are not named Giselle, Jacko, or Chris on Mondays and Thursdays, because it's getting a little too much by myself. It's like when I'm alone, I kind of forget that I'm live, and that's just like the brain just coming out live on YouTube, and people don't need to see that. Okay, here's a question. As I mentioned, we're going to dinner tonight with friends. Do you do this? This following segment is going to be, do you do this? And this is kind of just like adult things that people might like tuck away. And you're like, do other people do this or just me? When you are going to go to a restaurant, like let's say on a date night, not just you two, but like with a group of people, work, pleasure, whatever. will you pre-inspect the menu before you go and pick out what you're going to have? And then when the menu is handed to you, do you act like you're surprised and it's the first time you've ever seen it? Because I do
Look at
this.
this. Okay. I actually don't know if you know this about me, but no, I don't, but I absolutely should. I am the worst person. I love restaurants, but I also hate restaurants at the same time. If you give me an option, I'm very indecisive. If you give me an option, I have no, I'll freeze. I just absolutely freeze. It's to the point where Fran gets so up. She's like, pick what you want. You are getting that and don't change it, because I can't tell you how many times I've been like, this one. And then I will chase the server down as she's typing it in her little computer to put through to the kitchen. I'm like, hey, Sarah, just kidding. I'm going back with, I want this
No.
instead. She's like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then immediately regret it. Absolutely. The first time I ever went to Cheesecake Factory, my head freaking exploded. I'm in 18 different countries and you put this freaking encyclopedia in front of me of different food. Like, this is a joke. I'm not kidding. It took me a half hour to
I
order.
didn't know this about you.
Oh, it's horrible.
Mostly because
It's
when
a
we've spent
bad
time each
trait.
other
I
in the
should do
last
what you
6 years,
do.
we're at each other's homes and it's just like, this is what we're doing. And we kind of have like,
Wilson, you're cooking.
yeah, Wilson's cooking and here's the red wine we're drinking. It's that is incredible. Now here's my
It's a bad
question.
trait. I'm
Let's
so
pull at
ashamed of
this
it. That was
thread.
so to the heart.
Let's pull
All
at
right.
this thread. Menu's handed to you. You're immediately in indecisiveness. Do you like
I start
pull the
sweating.
server like when they come over, they're like, so I'm between this and this, or are you just at a loss? You don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Great question. Glad you asked, because I do it every time, despite Fran's, oh, her absolute hatred for when I step up to the plate to order something. Because I will do that absolutely every time. I'm like, I do the what's the progressive commercials, becoming your parents. Like, my dad used to do this all the
Yes.
time. Hey Bill, what's good here? What's your favorite thing on the menu? And I have like two or three things in my mind of like, this is, if they say one of these two things, I'm getting that. Or if they don't
Oh.
say any of them, then I'm screwed. They're like, well, I'd go with the chicken, the burger, or the pizza. And I'm like, I wanted the tacos. I don't like any of your suggestions, Bill. You idiot. Freaking go back there. I hit the absolute panic bucket. Me at restaurants is not a good situation at all. I'm not
Who
proud of
knew?
it. I'm not
Okay,
just,
now I want to keep
it's
knowing more.
bad.
Okay,
It's
here's the,
so
are you
bad.
like, are you a salad entree guy? Or do you ever go like three appetizers? Do you ever like, what's your, do you have an equation that you at least try to
Do you know
follow?
what the best thing that any restaurant, I don't know who came up with this, but Billy tasting menu guy that came up with the chef special, that the chef's just like, here's six courses. Here you go. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Is the best thing for me that could ever exist until they serve something with mushrooms, and then I just throw up on the plate and throw it back in your face. But that means I don't have to make a decision. It's clearly what they think is in my best interest to eat, and they really put a lot of time and effort into curating that dinner. So that is the best thing to order. Or the special, anytime there's a special. I did used to work in a restaurant in college, not a big deal.
Oh, shout out
Loved
to the
every second of
restaurant. What
it.
was your role? Tell us everything.
Cottage Inn Italian. I don't, it was, all right. So there's Cottage Inn, like the pizzerias, like
Okay.
the delivery places, completely different. Those were spinoffs of the original Cottage Inn, which is from downtown Ann Arbor. Still family owned and operated. Great spot. Took the kids there last year. They
Cute.
loved it. Good pizza, quality time,
Great.
quality food, great prices. But the specials, just because you know those are going to be the freshest and they're going to put a little bit
Is
more
that
energy into it.
because I've heard other restaurant lore, which is the specials are like all the food that's about to expire and they made a dish out of it.
Oh crap. Are you serious? I've never heard, actually.
That's what I've
So
heard.
if, well, maybe if it's soup, I've heard that with soup. They're like, we had a bunch of spinach that was going to go bad, so we made a potato leek or something. Like, I don't know. All right. So do you have general guidelines for when you guys do go out? You're like, this is how I act, this is how I behave, or this is just specifically for ordering? Because it sounds like you've thought way more about this. I just hit the panic button.
Okay, okay,
I
okay,
need to
okay.
process, Jamie.
Yeah, so mine is more based in like I have like hunger anxiety. Because I don't do well when I'm hungry. It's the only I fixate on it. It's the only thing that
Hangry.
I it's not hangry though. It's like I get very quiet when I'm hungry. And so when in doubt, like let's say I'm going to like a social event, like and you don't know like are there going to be past hors d'oeuvres? Like are we waiting until the 7 o'clock dinner, but we're getting there at 5:30? Are we just drinking on empty stomach? When in doubt, I will eat an entire meal before I go to a place that's like already going to serve a dinner because like I'm not sure how this is going to go. And like, is it a past dinner? Am I going to like be able to eat what I want to eat? Do I get to pick? What if it's something I don't like? It's a lot.
Does Wilson
So.
have a fanny pack of snacks for Jamie
No.
just in the event that there is nothing to eat? He's like, eat the beef jerky
He is
and be
not that
happy.
empathetic about it. He knows though that like so it this falls in the this falls under the category of like when we do like order delivery to the house. he picks the place. I hate picking the place. He picks the place. I take the phone. I order my food. I hand it back to him. He orders his. And then he's like, okay, food's coming. The next question, and he just needs to know this to share the information, is when is it coming? Is it 17 minutes or is it 77 minutes? Because
valid question.
But he thinks it's not. He's like, I said it's coming. Like he dangles it out in front of me. And I'm just like, now I'm start gripping and ripping. I'm like, but how long? Like, is it, do I give the kids a bath now and then the food comes? Like, it's just, it's the only thing I think about. So this falls in the space of these friends tonight. This also this is great communication. This friend, she's like, 6:30 dinner reservation. Bring the kids to the house sometime after 5. We'll have a drink. We'll walk to the restaurant. And I'm like, this is the stuff I like to know. That was very helpful. Mm. So now I know the restaurant. Now I'm going to look at the menu. I haven't done it yet. But I'll pretty much pick it before I even get there. And then I will look at the menu as if I'm spending time doing that.
Here's my fear of that situation. If I were to use this as a regular thing, I will get locked in. Okay. I'll be dead set on something. I'll make a decision. I'm like, I'm getting the bolognese.
Yeah, okay.
What happens then when you get to the restaurant? They're like, ooh, sorry, 86 bolognese. It's gone.
Restaurants,
just restaurant lingo.
86.
Oh, it happens. It happens. And then I freaking, my head explodes. And
okay,
my night's
so
ruined.
Let me give you this. Let me give you a suggested talk track. Be honest with your server. You know what? Corporate jargon, which I hear in the house a lot with Wilson working all the time. Talk track is one of my pet peeve things that I hear all the time. But now I've started using it. Mm. It's so annoying. Anyways, here's a suggested talk track. You say, you know what? I was fixated would be the word you were looking for. I was really fixated on the bolognese. Is there something that's similar to it that would satiate me the same way?
No. Satiate me the same way. If I was a server and some D-bag was like, will this satiate me the same way? Like, well, I'm probably not going to not spit your food. I always think of that too. Oh my gosh, that's another weird thing. So if Fran and I go out to dinner, I'm not afraid to tell a server that this food sucks or it's cold or I found a hair. I'm paying a fair value for this food and your service. If there's something wrong with it, I'm going to let you know. She cannot stand it. She's like, because she does not like steak past medium. In the sense of can I do rare? If it's red or bleeding, just don't even look at it.
Take it back and microwave it.
Yes, we will. Yeah, it's happened before. But she's like, this is, oh my gosh. She's like, this is so rare. I'm like, let's send it back. She goes, no, please don't send it back.
I can hear her saying
so
that.
Then I turn in. Yeah. Then I turn into the a-hole. Then I'm the Karen now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, Billy, real quick. What's going on here? Because she is so afraid of the movie Waiting when they take it to the back and rub it. Obviously, that's way over the top. Yeah. But at the same time, she has that fear.
Yeah.
Which might be a safe fear to have. I don't know.
You know,
but I'm willing to take that risk.
Here's my thing about, steak is tricky. You know, steak is if it's undercooked. The setting, the social setting that you're talking about, the dynamic with the server. First of all, I think anybody who wants to order a steak that's well cooked, I think if you just kind of lead with an apologetic nature of listen, I know this is sacrilegious to the piece of meat, but just bear with me. Could sure. I please have it well done? I think the server understands. They also will oftentimes suggest a different cut of meat for you. It'd be like, you know what? If you're going to do that to that, why don't you have this thing over here? And then it just goes better. Fine. Secondly, I think if your stuff is undercooked, once you've requested a certain way, I don't think they have a problem throwing it back on the skillet for a second. What I do resent is the people who are if it's some kind of, we're gonna use mushrooms since you hate them, mushroom pasta situation. Ugh. If someone's like, these mushrooms are underdone, then I'm just like, then go home and make your own pasta.
These mushrooms.
That's where I the people who complain
was
about
that Kim Kardashian at a restaurant. Was that your scenario right there?
Kind of. Do the Kardashian voice almost right away for Fran?
Well, that's when Fran, yeah, when Fran talks, that's what it sounds like. Mm.
How's your 8%er?
Gone. This is trouble. The game's not till 7. I might need to take a nap. I didn't have I had a beer last night. Dang it. I was pretty good about it. I've been making a conscious effort not to. It's just so, I think we're very fortunate. We've got great neighbors.
Go. Yeah.
But with great neighbors comes a lot of responsibility to, if one neighbor's got their garage open and they're having beers in the garage, it's only polite to go and have a beer.
As people who suffer from not knowing neighbors and not having neighbors that do that, please always do that for us on.
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
I'm doing this. Yes, I'm doing it for you guys.
Yeah. And for some day in life where we do have that opportunity, I will for sure be that person who just shows up and I will oftentimes have my garage door open.
Good.
So that
So
was my
restaurant
question.
tangent. That was that the only question you had? Because that was I could go all day on restaurants. I got all the stuff.
Let's keep going on restaurants then, because I got
No,
no, I mean, so here's
what
okay,
else you
so
got?
all right,
What do you got? What
in
do you
the
got?
restaurant space, because when you travel for work, like do you do work dinners? Is this a common thing for you? Are you pulling from experience of like work dinners or like family dinners when you reference your restaurant
Whoa,
experiences?
hold on. To be clear, to take the kids out to a
No,
restaurant,
that's a
I didn't
hard no.
realize how that, yeah,
No.
that's an event. I need to like stretch, warm up,
Also,
prepare. You talk about pre-eating. I need to pre-eat for that situation.
dude, totally.
Holy cow.
I actually exclusively order appetizers when I take the kids out for any for meals because it's like fast food. It can be brought home. I can eat it quickly, and it's gonna show up like around the same time that the kids' meal shows up.
Also, once the kids are done eating, it's like everybody should be done eating. Let's go. We're leaving. Can we pay? Let's go. I'm
Yes.
going to be in the car waiting for you guys. I
Yeah.
did take little Jimmy John to, we had a little father-son date last week, which I try to pump this week because the girls were at volleyball and Holly's coaching volleyball. Big deal.
Oh.
Yeah. And no, screw it, friend.
Yeah.
But we went to a restaurant down the street, and it's one of those places where it's like $7 for the kids' meal, but like the bowl of mac and cheese is the size of his head.
Yeah.
And then he gets French fries, a drink, a coloring book. He's happy as a clam. It's the
Great.
best thing ever. It happened to be happy hour. I got a two-hearted on tap for
Oh.
$3. They're giving beer away at that point. It was a
Two-hearted
great
on
time.
tap.
I know.
Gosh.
Classic Midwest. But it was a great situation. And then I can just sit, enjoy his presence. We can have somewhat of a conversation, I think.
Yeah.
And we get out of there. It's great.
That's great.
He's not gonna eat all that mac and cheese. I could eat all that mac and cheese when I get home.
Nice.
It's a
That's
great
that is a
situation.
good situation. That is a good situation. Okay, so not a family meal then, so like a work meal, because this happened in Spain kind of. I was working with like a new TV crew that I have never met before. So this a lot of like pleasantries had to go down. But this was true even when I was working on crews that I was with like in college football and it was the same guys every week. I don't like the pressure of picking the restaurant. I'm not good at the destination. I can't assess like the group need and the menu and the genre and the reservation time and that's too much for me. However, when we get there, if somebody needs to like take on the type A mechanism of being like the table orderer for the appetizers, it's the menu's always handed to me. I do that for the group.
Okay, do you? I think we're both pretty experienced with restaurants,
Go.
just with the jobs.
Yes.
Have you been to a restaurant with a group of people where it was very obvious that restaurants aren't their go-to? Like they, I don't want to say the lack of experience, but pretty much just they don't, that's not their thing. Or especially
The
with
people
groups.
attending?
Yes, that
No,
you are with.
because any people that I work am at like in that setting with are TV people that travel for work, and it's just like that.
Okay.
They're it's I haven't I know what you're saying, so it's like, you know, oh, we don't do a lot of work travel, so this is my first time I'm at a Olive Garden, like those kind of people. It's
Yeah.
not that's not my
Olive
population.
Garden.
That's not my population of people because we're all like TV people travel and they're like pretty
Right, that's
expensive.
fair.
So why does that happen to
That's
you a
fair.
lot
So,
for restaurant first timers?
yeah, well, yeah, just because, well, specifically with the parents on the girls' soccer team, like you can tell there are some parents that they just don't go out to eat a lot. That's fine.
Yeah.
But they don't understand the cadence because it will be in between games or if after a game or somewhere, they're like, hey, everybody, we're going to go to this pizzeria or this restaurant. And then it ends up being like 20 people. So as soon as I get there, I'm like, water's for everybody. Here's four appetizers that we're ordering. And then
Yes.
just take drinks.
Yes.
Get stuff on the table. Let's get this thing going. The best thing to ever, I don't know what server created this, but it was a server suggestion. You base it on the player's number. So when they get to go through and they get to tally up all the things, or just somebody sack up and put the whole thing on your tab and have everybody Venmo you. Either way.
Yeah.
Let's expedite the situation because I have spent way too much time in a restaurant that I do not need to be spending time in.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse. Everyone's like, well, okay, now we're
How are we
ready to
going to do
order.
this? Yeah.
Now we're waiting for the bill. How are
Yep.
we going to split this up? You get some
Yep.
12-year-old that's never served before. So I found myself now, I'm just like, I got this.
Yes.
Like,
Nice.
similar to what you're saying, like, get out of the way
Yes.
for appetizers. If they don't want to pay for them, I'll pay for them. Let's get some food in front of these kids and these hungry adults,
Yeah.
or Jamie if she doesn't eat.
Seriously. I would respect that. So here's where you and I would conflict, though. I will say this. Like, now I know you well enough that I don't think that this would happen. However, if we were peers, if I was like a random mom at the other end of at the table, my brain, or to go back to the origination of the question, my brain immediately is like, are we getting enough food? Is it, but like, cause I am very aware of like, should I just take like one mozzarella stick or like, can I have
Oh,
four?
interesting.
So like,
Hold on.
I
To be clear,
fear of the ratio.
The appetizers are just to get some food in front of people.
Okay.
Everybody's still gonna order their food.
Okay.
I try to expedite that situation so fast. How Franny and I have actually gone, if the team goes, we're like, we're a little bit more hesitant, but it is a lot of fun to actually spend time with the parents. And we're very fortunate. Both girls have great parents.
That's cool.
Phenomenal parents. Too good of parents sometimes.
That's good.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, I heard that. That's like I don't I get nervous with like a sushi setting. That's like everybody just we'll just all order rolls and we can share. Immediate anxiety. I don't like sharing.
Yeah, I'm not eating the mushroom one. Nobody's eating the mushroom
But
one. You just
I
ordered it
with
because it's on the
sushi in
menu.
part, do you like sushi?
Oh, I love sushi.
Okay. I fixate. We're, that's the word of the day, let's be honest. When I find a sushi roll that I like, I lock in on it and I'll have like three of them. The roll, the whole damn roll. So if it's like a share situation,
Sure.
I'm like, well, here's the thing, table. I like just that one over there that's like on that seaweed leaf, and I need three of them, and I just need them in my
Get
vicinity.
That to me is, yeah, that is fair. It is tough in those situations. You kind of got to delegate. You got to be a little bit political about, okay, well, I don't want to be the last one to take this.
Brian Simmons is trying to be nice to you again because he's saying $3 happy hour beer. Damn, I live in the wrong area. Yeah, Brian, Eastern, no, Western Michigan is where it's at.
Come on up to Grand
And
Rapids.
then he's asking, do we do the where do you want to eat? I don't care. Where do you want to go? Dance between you guys? No, we don't. You can answer for you and Fran. And we don't, again, we don't go a lot of places. We do a lot of food delivery though. I will willingly give up like where you want to go. I will always be able to order something. I'm just realizing now how terrible you would be as like a partner to like order food because you just look at the phone for like far too long. You don't know what to get.
Oh, that's another pet peeve of restaurants. Don't give me the QR code for the menu. Give me a physical menu to look at,
Not
please.
what I
I
asked
do
for.
not
Let's
want to
do it.
scroll. Oh, not just I don't. Oh, the social situations of restaurants just infuriates me sometimes. I don't know why. I'm not proud of this. This is
You know,
obviously a negative
because
side of me. I'm fully aware of this.
I'm with that because I want to put the
QR code.
phone
I'm like, where's the
away.
menu? Did you scan the sticker on the table? Oh, I thought that was a leftover. You guys just didn't wipe the table. I gotta scan this thing. Okay, so here's my biggest problem with that. One, I don't want to be on my phone. And two, I don't like scrolling through and looking at everything. You also look at the other tables, and it just looks like everybody's on their phone.
I know.
If
Hurry
I'm
up.
out to eat with anybody, I'm off. Like, you have to be off the phone. It's
You
an
do.
intentional time to be with somebody, in my opinion.
Yes, I
Maybe I'm
totally
just a
agree.
romantic. I don't
You
know.
are. You're not like an angry restaurant yeller at all. Like that was very romantic of you.
I know. So, Brian, to answer your question, it's less about the restaurant, more we'll get that if Fran's like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, well, I don't know. What sounds good? She's like, oh, you choose. Then I will choose. And she's like,
Nice.
that doesn't sound good.
Oh, you're like, well, then just come up. Yeah, see.
Just, yeah,
When I
where are we
say
at? We're
you
back to
choose, I
square one
really,
here.
really mean it. And I rarely have like a strict opinion. Like I want to order. Wilson does this thing when we order when he's just like he'll hand me the phone. He does it so it's so annoying, and I know he's doing it on purpose. He'll be like, just three items, and I'll be like, I'm gonna throw this phone back in your face. You understand that, right? Like he and then he'll
Wait, what do you mean? You order more than three items?
Well, like, what if I want like edamame, a seaweed salad, and like two rolls? Then I hand the phone back to him. He's like, I don't know, where at all you getting four? Like he just likes to t talk his bleep about like the quantity of food that I get. Because let's be honest, I'm
What a
not like a
jerk.
well, I'm not a big I know. I'm not a big leftovers eater. So he
Oh.
has to reap the decision making, my over order, because I have food anxiety, hunger
Okay.
anxiety. He then has to eat my leftovers, so he does kind of have a point.
I
He also just knows he
am a
drives me
massive
crazy, so he doesn't.
leftovers. So sometimes, we'll cook intentionally to have leftovers, despite Fran's. She hates it. She absolutely hates leftovers, but it just means. I think you want to know what it is. I think it's because I come home for lunch if I know that there's good leftovers, and I'm ruining her day if I come home for lunch. Why are you here? And I'm like, oh, sorry. Just here to eat food and go about my business. Don't mind me.
You mean she doesn't like welcome you home with like, honey, I've missed you. I've pre-warmed your lunch for you.
Never, not even one time. I could be gone for 2 weeks. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey. She's sweet. I'm kidding.
She is sweet and
Restaurants. All right, what else you got on there? This
that's
it can't
it.
all
You
be about
it
restaurants. That
is.
was
We're
it? All right,
44
good.
minutes in. That's no break. We just went no breaks on restaurant talk. I mean, I'll keep going too. Are
Gosh.
you a dessert guy?
No, get out of here with desserts.
Yes, thank you.
Liquid desserts are the only acceptable desserts. You want to get another glass of wine and we can sit and hang out for a little bit more? That is fine.
Yes. Yep.
I
Yep.
am not a dessert. Oh my gosh, no way. I'm like, there is 3 pints of ice cream sitting in my freezer at home that I am going to hammer with a little bit of peanut butter on the side. That is a promise.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird thing. I like it.
You put the peanut
No,
butter like in with the ice cream?
oh yeah. Sometimes I'll get fancy and I'll go scoop, peanut butter, scoop, peanut butter, scoop.
Is it crunchy peanut
Layers. No, you psychopath. I do like crunchy peanut butter, but I'm not putting it
But
in my
not
ice
with the
cream.
ice cream? Oh, see, like, because I'd want a
No.
texture. That would be my texture delivery.
I did have though, since we're doing a little complaint fest, we did one where we went out with friends a couple weeks ago and we had a reservation at 7:30. A
Okay.
nice restaurant in town, like very well known, great restaurant. We show up at 7:15. Sorry guys, your table's not ready. Not a problem. We just thought we'd get here early. We're gonna go grab a drink at the bar.
Okay.
Eight people, we go grab a drink at the bar. 7:30. Hey guys, table ready? Ooh, they're cashed out, but they're still sitting there. So we're gonna give them a few more minutes. Totally fine. I get that.
Because eight people,
7:40.
smaller restaurant, they only have certain tables that would
Yes.
accommodate you, so I get that. Okay, got it.
7:40 rolls around. And now I'm the one that's the Karen of the group. Hey, Katrina, when's our table going to be ready? Oh, well, we can't say anything. They're still sitting there, but they are checked out, just so you guys know. I don't say anything you said 10 minutes ago. 7:50 rolls around.
No.
They are still sitting there. I'm like, I don't think you guys understand the point of a reservation, especially with the people that have already paid. I had a really hard time with it, but I didn't know how to deal with it
Well, a
at
couple of
all.
things. First of all,
I know what
you
I would do.
yourself, what are you gonna do? Go over there and say, get your asses out of those chairs?
I was really close and I had enough. I'd be like,
No.
hey
Here's what
guys,
can alleviate that.
why
That's
not?
20% off the bill. No matter when you sit down, you ask for a discount on the
For our
bill.
bill.
Yeah. Free drinks.
I agree. Yeah, but
You
I would
interacting with other
rather.
people, can you imagine that you made the reservation for 6:30 p.m. No, for 6 p.m. and then this try hard who's coming up to me for his 7:30 dinner reservation is saying, get out of your chairs. How would you respond to that?
You'd be pissed. I get that. But
Right.
I wasn't mad at the table. I was mad at the hostess and the server or anybody that was associated with the restaurant because I'm like, it is not unreasonable to be like, hey guys, your reservation's at 6. We
Yes.
have another one at this table at 7:30. It's a hard out at 7:30. So I put it on the rest 100% I put it on the
And
restaurant of
also,
like,
they should be coming to
time to
you
get
with a
going.
solution immediately when they are running into this conflict.
I
20 minutes behind a
know.
reservation immediately should be $20 off your bar bill or something.
Yeah, nothing. I think they might have charged us more. I'm not sure. We're just solving world problems. This is great.
I
Then to do whoever it needs to be sent
always
to.
I always will lean into like the over communication of the request of just like where our reservation was 5 minutes ago. Like I just think like killing them with kindness, but doing it over and over and over again, like you'll get something out of that deal. You
I'd
will.
rather just be a little bit more direct. I'm like, Katrina, come on.
You have a lot of names just like in your back pocket for like example names that you like to
I don't know
use.
why.
Karen, Katrina.
Oddly enough, I think it's a lot of kids that I went to like middle school with or like elementary
Is
school
that where
with.
your
I
like
don't know why.
childhood
It just
trauma lives?
embedded, hated, just the hatred boiling up. No, I have no idea. It's an astute observation. Speaking of observation, did your batteries die in your headphones? What's going on with that cord coming off your ear that's holding your hair back currently?
I don't think like the what it's doing, the purpose that it's serving needs to be called out. This was on my list, but honestly, we are running out of time, so I'm not even going to bring it up. My headphones are in my carry-on bag that I brought back from Spain that is currently still sitting within 3 feet of my front door because I don't unpack when I
Because
get
it's
home from
Monday.
trips. Nope, it's Friday. It's like 5 days after I got home, and the headphones are just, they're like a casual 30 feet from me right now, and I've walked by them like 50 times this week, and I'm just like, I need to grab those for no breaks. And then I sit down in this chair, which is a little bit of a yoga move to get in here. And once I'm seated, I'm like, the wired ones will be fine. Ugh.
Nobody's gonna call this out. Nobody's gonna notice. You're like locked into your seat. Like you can't move
I
any
am.
further past
Yes, I can't.
the
I cannot
3 feet of
turn
the
like
Apple
this.
cord.
Well, no, it's because of the way that my jerry-rigged microphone, which is attached to a Rogue 25-pound plate, which is on a step stool on a microphone arm, and it's coming up and resting ever so perfectly just beneath my chin, so everybody can hear me clearly.
From this perspective, it looks absolutely dialed. If you could see my desk right now,
This is what I'm
you'd
saying.
be
The word
just
jerry-rigged is perfectly
really
applicable.
disappointed. Agreed.
I am happy for your beer selection. Do you want to give it a should we start grading your beer selections?
Think so. I think it's only appropriate.
Yep. Give it a grade. Hold up
Think
your
a lot goes
hand. Give
into
it a
it. I
grade.
think well, let's all right. So I think one grade should be the label,
Okay.
specifically for IPAs, because I think they put a lot of time and effort into it. I think overall taste and would you drink it again?
Okay, go. Two grades. Average them out.
So I would say A minus for label.
Yep.
Really, really close to an A plus.
Okay.
A minus for label. I'm gonna go B plus for taste, and 100% I drink this again. This was really good.
Great.
Bi-coastal IPA.
Let's do a retrospective. What was that black can one you had
Petaluma.
2 weeks ago with the black top? Do you
Was it
remember
the
that one?
Foggy Geezer?
Foggy
Foggy
Geezer.
Geezer?
Can you do a retrospective grade on that just so we have a
Yep.
sliding scale?
Yeah, I'm going, I'll go A minus for taste. I'm going A plus for label, for logo and label, just
Yeah.
because they continued the black on top of
I
the
like,
can,
yeah,
which
that
is a
was good.
rarity these days. And then 100% I would drink that again.
Great. Do you really
Hundo.
come across like any beers that you wouldn't drink again?
Yeah, there are a
Oh,
few. And
okay.
I'm gonna be honest about that, Jamie. That's
Great, great.
the real me you're gonna get.
Great. Which is,
You can't grade the NAs, by the way. You can save those
no.
for Thursdays. Get your
I
NAs out
think
of here
the
on
only
Fridays.
way to
This
grade
does
NAs is
not
like,
count
would you
as a
consume them
crack at
again?
Friday.
Because NAs, in my
No.
mind, are like, yeah, some NAs taste terrible. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that again. This is one I've grabbed multiple times. Best Day
I
Brewing.
don't get that. If I'm drinking a but if I'm drinking a beer, I kind of want the I don't even say kind of want. I actually want the 4 to 8%
Yeah, four to
effect.
eight, the range.
I'll drink a Spindrift if I'm looking for something in between.
Oh, I despise Spindrift.
Whatever, dude.
Just
Is your
trying
Christmas
to.
tree up? That's what I was going to
Yeah.
ask you. Is your Christmas tree up?
Yeah.
How long has it been up?
Since before I left for Spain. But that was a me doing it because he was supportive of it. I was the motivator. I was the driver behind it though, because I didn't want to do it this weekend. Like I'm fried. I'm still just like,
Sure.
what way is up? So I'm so grateful that I put the work in. It essentially would have been 2 weekends ago now because it was the Sunday before I left for Spain.
Yes. All
Yeah.
right. Same time.
Yeah. And it's up
House
and
is
it's
up.
lit, but there's no
I know you didn't ask.
decorations on it.
Same. There's a time and a place. If you want to see patience on the verge of going really dark with your children, put ornaments up with
Oh,
them.
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't understand it, guys.
Okay, that's it. No
We should do a
breaks.
Christmas
Hey,
episode, please.
we're gonna do a Thanksgiving one. Thanksgiving theme next week. And what else was I gonna say to you? We're for sure gonna do a couple Christmas ones, obviously. And
Are
that
we going
was.
Friday next week?
I
Technically,
don't
that's the
know.
holiday.
I know.
It's Black
And I'm actually
Friday.
throwing a house party. Sorry, you're not invited. Yeah. For the
I bet
GMF.
your sister's invited.
Oh no, I lost you. Your mic went away right when you made that good joke. You. That was not me even canceling you out. That was the hilarious delivery. I can't hear you. You're gone. Just wave, Chris. You're gone. Nobody can hear you. I don't know what that is. Maybe they can in my headphones or no breaks with Jamie at all. Goodbye. Good luck tonight. Everybody loves you. You'll